Good morning and welcome to another beautiful Tuesday. It is Tuesday. I believe, Dave, do I have my days right?
I think you're right, yes.
It is a Tuesday morning. And some mornings you wake up and you just wonder for sure exactly what day it is, but we know what day it is. It is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we're so glad that you are tuned in to WCNO 89.9 FM. And this is our seventh day of prayer and share, which is one of the two times during the year when we come to you. And we request that you make a donation to your Good News station so that we are able to cover the operational cost. And so today we just welcome you to put a call in to us. Let us know exactly what the Lord has put on your heart. And of course, whatever God directs you to do is going to be perfect, because God knows exactly how to meet all of our needs. Going to begin this morning by sharing a short passage from the Psalms. This is Psalm chapter 46, and verse 1 begins, "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear, even if earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God himself lives in that city. It cannot be destroyed." I need to read that again. "A river of joy to the city, a river brings joy to the city of our God," speaking of Jerusalem, "the sacred home of the Most High. God himself lives in that city. It cannot be destroyed. God will protect it at the break of day. The nations are in an uproar and kingdoms crumble. God thunders and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world and causes," look at verse 9, "and causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow, snaps the spear in two. He burns the shields with fire. Be silent and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord Almighty is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress." What a powerful psalm during these days of attack in the land of Israel. God's promise that when all the natural areas of our world, whether it's earthquakes, mountains, seas, oceans, all these things, when there are natural events that seem to be spiraling out of control, and God declares, "I am your refuge, I am your strength, I am your protection." When nations rise up against God and against his people, this psalm declares that God is the protector against political, international instability and wars and attacks that come against God's nation and his people. And of course, the last few verses declares that God is sovereign, that there is no other authority above his, and that we should just, instead of having anxiety, fear, and many, many, many questions, we should just be still and know that I am God. That's what God says. Just be still and know that I am God. Aren't you glad that that's not your job? You have some kind of a job today. I'm not sure exactly what your job is, but you have some kind of a job today. And whatever that might be, whether it's at home, whether it is in the marketplace, in business, maybe in medical, maybe a police officer, maybe a fireman that's out there today. I'm not sure what you might be doing. Maybe a school teacher, maybe a judge. You might be in many different walks of life. But whatever walk of life you have today, recognize that you are not God, and you do not need to run the universe, that God does not slumber, does not sleep. He is fully conscious. He's kept a current count on how many hairs are on your head, and for me, that's a moving target. And it's good to know that God stays current with things like that. And the sparrow that falls from the tree, God sees every one of them. And you go, oh my, that is a lot to manage. Well, God wants us just to trust him. That's it. Trust him. Be still and know that I am God. I wrote into this passage, what if, that was in verse 2. And, you know, whatever you know, whatever you need, whatever seems to be out of control, the enemy's always looking for, well, what if? He always wants to throw another what if at you. Well, what if this happens? Well, what if they do that? And what if you can't get this accomplished? And what if the government does? And what if the neighbors say? And what if? Just be still and know that I am God. That's what God says. Trust in him. And someone said yesterday, Proverbs 3 is a good one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. As we open up this morning with prayer, we are mindful, obviously, of the evil that's in the world. But don't focus on that. Focus on the greatness of your God and his promise to not only be aware of what's going on, but to keep his protection, his eye, his hand upon your life to guard you and guide you in the midst of what's going on in the world. Most gracious Father, we come to you this morning on this Tuesday morning. It is the 10th of October. Time seems to be flying by in this year. And yet, Father, there are so many things that seem to need to be done, and yet we want to thank you for what you have done. Father, we look at the nations, we look at the wars, we look at the rumors of wars, we look at your people, we look at Israel, and we just lift up a prayer for them today. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the salvation of Israel and Israeli people. We pray for those that are in the land that are under siege right now. Pray that the hand of God would bring protection, that there would be a shield that God raises up over his people. Father, that your people, their hearts would be turned to you, that they would return to you, and that they would see and recognize that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Lamb that has been slain. So, Father, we do look to you this morning, and we come to you in Jesus' name. We pray over every listener, every home, every car, every business, every place of dwelling today, whether it's in a home, a nursing home, whether it's in a hospital, wherever you may find yourself today. In Jesus' name, I speak life, health, and hope over you. May you be encouraged in Jesus' name. God is our refuge in times of trouble, and we look to you this day, and we seek you for wisdom, for guidance, for protection, and direction. And Father, for WCNO, well, here we are. Father, you've given us a very big mouth for you. And so as we speak into the counties from Melbourne on down, we're up in Indian River County and St. Lucie and Martin County and Palm Beach and on down, getting even into Dayton, Broward, and spread out across Okeechobee counties. Father, we have 7.5 million people within the reach of this signal today. I pray that you would awaken the hearts of those who listen, those who need Jesus. May they find Jesus today. Those who need encouragement, may they be encouraged. Father, our eyes are on you. We lift you up, we exalt you, we praise you, and we trust in you. We choose to do that, and we entrust WCNO into your hands. This is your ministry. We are simply here to serve. And so, Father, I would pray that in this next 6 months that you would be our provider. I know you are. And that you will use this ministry more than ever before. We give you glory. I thank you for the team that's here today. Father, we are in week two, and we're still awake this morning. That's quite amazing, almost miraculous, working these long, long, long days and putting in almost 2 weeks in 1 week at a time. And yet, Father, you've strengthened our voices. You've strengthened our faith. You've strengthened our heart. And, Father, we trust you with all that you put in our hands and give you thanks and praise. Let this day be filled with your joy and your blessings, and we thank you for it. And everybody said, I'm listening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it is just 7:10. Isn't that awesome that we get to awaken ourselves at such an early hour?
Yes.
And come and hang out with all of you. We're going to get to some great music. Karen's going to give the phone numbers out. The phone lines are open. And let me tell you what we're going to do this morning. We're going to start the morning with a wonderful matching funds challenge. Well, how about that? We've had matching funds challenges, I think, almost every day. Somebody has either stepped up or somebody has sent something in. Or I think our first day, we actually had someone about 2 months early, maybe 3 months early, say, I want to have the first matching funds challenge. And that's an angel, of course, and that was from Hebrews. And he has done that for several prayer and shares. But we just want to speak a blessing over all of you. We do want to thank God for the Higgins family and for their support of this ministry, the vision that they have to reach, the missional vision to reach Florida, encourage the saints, and to reach the lost right through this ministry. And so this morning, we want to just say a big thank you, and we want to speak a blessing over Elsie Higgins. Her husband is now with the Lord, and we're going to start with the matriarch of the family. Her donation, Elsie's donation, is $10,000. And we're going to start the morning with that as a matching fund. And that way we start the morning. And we're believing God that we will match that up by lunchtime today. And so why not? Why not? Think about this. We are right now at $93,682. We still have a ways to go to get to that $225,000. But this is week two. And this is time for all of the people of God to say, amen. And this is what the Lord has given me to give. Some of you, you haven't sent out your response yet. Some of you just sent them out yesterday. I know they're coming in the mail. Some of you don't even have a response card. So we're looking for you to call us. And you may want to give a dollar a day and be a part of Gideon's army. Just step up and say, hey, I'll believe God. I'll stand in faith. I'll give a dollar a day. And I'm just going to pray that God uses WCNO more than ever before. Join the army. Gideon's army. We're looking for 300. Well, we're not to 100 yet, but we're making progress, and we're over 50, and more of you are saying, listen, I can do that. I can give a dollar a day, and that's an awesome blessing. Some of you may want to make a one-time gift, whatever God puts on your heart, or a monthly donation. It might be $5, might be $50, might be $500. I don't know what the Lord's going to say to you today, but we need some large donations, and we need a lot of small donations. We need every size. You know what? Whatever God's telling you to give is going to be just perfect, and it's going to meet all the needs. We do have some giveaways today. We're going to talk about that. If you have grandchildren or children, we have a very special Bible. It's called the NIV Adventure Bible. And with any significant gift this morning, we will make, how many of these do we have?
Three.
We only have three of them. So the first three who call us and say, I want one of those adventure Bibles. Do we have them online so people can see them?
Yes.
It's a beautiful.